At a news conference held last night in Kassala town, state prosecutor Muhammad Ahmad said suspects who are supporters of Governor Saleh Ammar and accused of inciting violence are being investigated before they appear in the court. He says 40 people were injured during the protest, including 24 civilians, 9 police officers, and 6 Sudan Armed Forces soldiers.
After the occurrence of the incidents, our office has issued an investigation process, post mental orders, and began investigating circumstances surrounding the incidents. Till now, we have collected some preliminary evidences which could be enough for charging the suspects.
Health officials in Kassala State say 16 other people who were injured in the protest are being treated at Kassala Hospital and are all listed in a stable condition. Ahmad is calling on the residents of Kassala town to cooperate with the investigative team to reach to all those who might have been involved in inciting the violence. He also called on citizens to abstain from all forms of violence. In Port Sudan of neighboring Red Sea state, eyewitnesses say 3 more people died in the hospital over the weekend, bringing the death toll there to 11. They say 31 others were injured. Kassala authorities extended the curfew in the town for another 48 hours on Sunday. They say the curfew will be lifted gradually as the situation improves. Taha Sheikh Al Hassan, local journalist in Kassala town, said on Monday that tensions remain high between rival communities in Kassala and other parts of eastern Sudan. Al Hassan said the extended curfew hours were expected to end this morning, but that the situation remained tense. Al Hassan says security forces continue to surround vital institutions to prevent further attacks by protesters.
There is a heavy deployment around the town, especially around most essential and strategic installations, to prevent more escalations of violence and as a precaution for any accidents that could compromise the security in the town.
Al Hassan says local citizens have been calling on the government to intervene and hold those responsible for inciting violence accountable in the court of law. He says the government has formed an investigative committee, but it is yet to begin its work due to the tense situation in the ground.
They agreed to provide security and social peace among different communities of Eastern Sudan, and the government was asked to bring those individuals who could have fueled the violence and bring them to justice.
Muhammad Ali, a traditional leader in the Beni Amir community, says if the government is unable to prosecute perpetrators of violence in the area, protesters will continue to express their anger. Ali says many of the protesters have lost confidence in Sudan's transitional government.
All individuals who have contributed to fuel the violence in eastern Sudan, no one has been prosecuted in the court of law. How can we call a country if we are unable to hold everyone accountable for their deeds? Everyone knows that they are behind the killing of innocent civilians.
Red Sea State Governor Abdallah Shangrai lifted the curfew Sunday night, but imposed other directives in Port Sudan, Sawakin, and surrounding localities. In a televised address Sunday night, Shangrai banned all forms of what he called illegal gatherings across the state. The directives also banned citizens from carrying knives, spears, or any other weapons. He says all those who violate the directives will be arrested and persecuted. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.